It's your choice. Healthy mind, healthy body. Day 1, Introduction. Hi everybody. Some people say there is no such thing as coincidence. This was also true for Linda, who the day before Dr. LaRocque started writing this presentation, asked him to talk to her about her journey and her success, to give some hope to those who are overweight, especially people like her who are also in a wheelchair. Exactly 6 months beforehand, Linda came to his office saying that it was her last chance and if the program didn't work, she was going to continue to put on weight until she became morbidly obese in order to be able to have gastric bypass surgery. The doctors would not do the operation otherwise. Linda was 49 years old. She weighed 12 stone 8 pounds, or 82 kilos, and was 5 foot 4. She had a major disability. She had multiple sclerosis for many years and could only get around in a wheelchair. She was desperate. The results of her mental weight questionnaire were quite revealing. Her behaviour was that of someone weighing 18 stone 3 pounds, 117 kilos. She had no confidence or self-esteem. She repeatedly asked Dr. LaRocque why she couldn't stop eating. There is nothing more disturbing for a person than to not understand why he or she does things. How can you change what you do not know? Linda's history was interesting and helped Dr. LaRocque make the following observations. First of all, many people are out of touch with their body image. They have lost contact with their bodies. In other words, they don't see what they really look like. A tip we recommend to help this is to take a photo of yourself in light clothing, such as a bathing suit. Have the picture taken from the front, the side, and the back. It is possible you won't like what you see, but it is well worth doing this. Being aware of reality is the first important step to success in this process and for your own personal development. Second observation, many people are not fully in touch with their emotions. Third observation, many people know about nutrition but do not put this knowledge into practice. And fourth observation, most people are aware that they need to move and exercise, but most do not. There are three main goals to this program. The first is to understand why you act the way you do, to understand why you do something and not others. It is reassuring to understand why you do the things you do. Second is to become inspired, to give you the tools to control your life and to reap the rewards from your good choices and accept the consequences of your poor choices. The third goal is to stop feeling guilty. Guilt is a negative emotion that can destroy a person. You must learn not to feel guilty and learn from your mistakes in order to improve. It's the only way to succeed. Note that we do not have a solution to recommend or to impose on you. We are going to tell you some real-life stories, and you may recognize yourself in some of them. You will realize you are not the only one to have negative or gloomy thoughts, to not feel good about yourself, and you will see others have managed to get through tough times, so why not you? This is what happened to Linda. She celebrated her 50th birthday, weighing 9 stone 8 pounds, 59 kilos, after losing 3 stone 5 pounds, or 23 kilos. And her mental weight questionnaire was down to her desired weight. She had once again found her lust for life and her self-esteem. She told Dr. Larocq that the day before she had met her sister, who was overweight, her sister, in order to justify herself, said to her that she was lucky and that she had better control than her. Using a magazine, they both answered a questionnaire on happiness. Linda scored 8.5 out of 10, and her sister, who does not suffer from a physical handicap, ended up with 5 out of 10. Happiness, being slim, serenity, it's not due to some mysterious force outside our control. It is a choice. It is not always easy to make choices, but it is even more difficult to be overweight and not feel comfortable in your own skin. This recording will make this task easier. For tips to achieve optimal results, listen to the section When, Where, and How to Use the Motivational Recordings. Repetition is the key to success. Listen to the programming sequence as often as possible, at least once a day or more if needed. Talk to you tomorrow.